The court ruling upheld the basic portions of the Do Not Call list, but thrown out were state consumer protection rules that called for a $10,000 fine per violation and allowed citizen lawsuits against violators. Now the fine is $100 per violation. Governor Doyle says it'll probably take a separate legislative bill to get the stiffer penalties back into the law. Doyle says the public wants a strong measure.
No family deserves to have their dinner time interrupted by unwanted sales calls. And our model no-call law gives individuals the power to protect themselves and their families from these kinds of calls. But the only way to make sure that companies respect the law is to make sure that we penalize those who break it.
A lawyer for Wisconsin realtors, newspaper publishers, and other groups that fought the stiffer fines says he's glad to hear the state may not appeal the circuit court ruling and will take up the issue at the Capitol. But Mike Wittenweiler says his clients are not embracing a return to the threat of five-figure fines.
I mean, there are aspects to it as are being applied by DADCAP that are unfair to small businesses that we still would like to see the legislature work with so that, you know, small businesses aren't caught up with unintentional actions, you know, draconian responses by the agency.
Wittenweiler says he hopes a Do Not Call bill is taken up separately and not as part of the state budget. Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach says the toughest part may be getting the separate bill to the floor. The Middleton Democrat is a key author of the Do Not Call law.
I think a lot of it depends on who's driving the legislative bus in Madison come January. And there are some people who didn't support the no-call list, and there are very strong special interests who have fought this every step of the way.
So far, consumer protection officials say they've referred about 35 Do Not Call list violations to the state Justice Department. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.